You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Duluth is continuing to scale up lead service line replacements this year. According to city officials, nearly 700 lead service line replacements were done in 2024, and they're aiming to more than double that number with 1,800 replacements this year. Despite the increased effort, officials are reminding residents that there are over 10,000 lead water service lines that still need to be addressed, and replacing them all could take years to complete. They've already sent notices to some residents who will be affected by replacements this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Congress have announced the location of their planned spring hearing on Monday in Spooner has been moved to Spooner High School. The meeting will still begin at 6 p.m. and will give residents a chance to meet with DNR staff and the Washburn County Conservation Congress delegates to discuss resource management and local issues. If interested residents are unable to attend the hearing, they can submit public input online until Wednesday, April 16th at 6 p.m. An Amory manufacturing company has announced it will be shutting down its headquarters with layoffs beginning at the end of the month. According to their notice to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, ProTec Dynatronics will officially close at the end of September and will begin laying off 53 employees on April 28th. ProTec Dynatronics builds thermal and power supply products. The closure decision was made by Process Technology, which acquired the company in 2018 as it plans to consolidate its operations in Ohio. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler has announced he will not be running for the position again. In a statement on Thursday, Wickler said it's the right time to pass the torch following Judge Susan Crawford's victory in the state Supreme Court election. He was originally elected to the position in 2019, and his current term will end in June. Wickler ran to chair the National Democratic Party last fall but lost to Ken Martin. Former executive director of the state's Democratic Party, Devin Remicker, announced he will run for the position after Wickler's announcement. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and the Anti-Robocall Multi-State Litigation Task Force have notified 9 service providers that they may be violating federal and state laws by allowing alleged robocalls on their networks. According to a press release, the warning letters included details uncovered through the task force's investigations and an analysis of the alleged illegal or suspicious robocalls. Examples of the traced robocalls include alleged credit card scams, political impersonations, Social Security imposters, and vehicle warranty scams. State lawmakers are proposing bipartisan legislation aimed at addressing the housing shortage, specifically in rural areas of Wisconsin. The bill is meant to incentivize developers to build housing projects in rural areas through tax credits and raising the lending limits for low-interest loan programs established last year. The tax credit bill would direct the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to give 35% of its annual credits to housing developments in rural areas and loosen financing restrictions on those projects. The Superior City Council voted to approve a more than $1.6 million increase in the landfill budget this week. The total landfill budget will run nearly $7.3 million this year as city officials prepare for uncertainty around the cost of its closure by the end of 2026. The Director of Public Works and Finance Director penned a joint letter advising the City Council that the extra funding is needed to ensure they have the resources to cover capping costs and long-term care expenses, and that they may need to adjust garbage and recycling rates as well. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany's proposed legislation to declassify the gray wolf from the federal endangered species list has passed the Natural Resources Committee. In a press release this week, Congressman Tiffany stated that the gray wolf population has exceeded federal and state recovery goals, with over 1,000 now roaming Wisconsin. He introduced the Pet and Livestock Protection Act to allow state lawmakers and wildlife officials to decide on how to control the gray wolf population. The bill can now receive a full House vote. State Republicans have introduced an updated version of their right of first refusal law after failing to pass the original bill. The original legislation would have given companies already operating in Wisconsin the chance to exclusively bid on transmission line projects before outside companies. If passed into law, the updated Wisconsin Energy Reform Act would include bidding controls and restrictions for transmission line projects. Critics of the legislation say it's anti-competitive, while supporters argue it could attract significant financial investment. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley says the state's schools will not comply with a directive from the Trump administration to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at this time. The April 3rd directive required schools to sign a letter acknowledging that they're following the administration's policies or risk losing Title I funding. On Wednesday, Dr. Underley asked the Department of Education for clarity on the intent and legality of the directive, saying it appears to be an intimidation tactic against school districts. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Phoenix to open a three-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks tonight. Their crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 7-2. Colorado coming up with a five-run rally in the eighth. But right-hander Quinn Priester, picked up in that trade with the Boston Red Sox this week, had a good outing in his debut with the Brewers, allowing just one run in five innings.
I thought I settled in later in the game nicely. You know, with all the hecticness this week, getting through those first three, even though it was a little sloppy. That was a good job of just limiting the damage.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 136-111. Now they have two regular season games left. Tonight in Detroit, then Sunday they host the Pistons before heading into the postseason. Then what? Doc Rivers.
Going into playoffs healthy. We have an entire week after these two games to get ready for whoever our opponent is, or at least 5 days, let's say. That'll get us rest. That'll get us ready.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So what do you do after you show the world how you do foreplay and it goes viral? Then you're accused of bilking investors from a bad Bitcoin deal? For Haley Welch, also known as the Hawktua Girl, you do a cameo on Glenn Powell's new show on Hulu called Chad Powers. The jury is still out on whether or not she can act, but she did cooperate with authorities who investigated her Bitcoin dealio. She was cleared of any wrongdoing. There is also a documentary on the way about her quick rise to fame called Doctua. Get ready for round two of Haley's 15 Minutes. The Hunger Games prequel has some cast news. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is in pre-production and set 24 years before the original Hunger Games. TheWrap.com reports that Elle Fanning has been offered the role of young Effie Trinket, the character played by Elizabeth Banks in the first four films. She has not officially accepted the role yet. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping will hit theaters November 20th of 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks. I just finished the show Adolescence. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. The show follows a 13-year-old boy who was accused of murdering a female classmate and how the incident affects his family and community. Stephen Graham is one of the show's creators and plays the boy's father. Without saying too much, the four-episode miniseries is excellent start to finish, and I highly recommend it. Speaking of Adolescence, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows, there is already talk of a season two. In addition to Graham's writing and producing the show, executive producer Brad Pitt's production company Plan B says they are interested in another season. Plan B producer Dee Dee Gardner says they are looking to widen the aperture, stay true to its DNA, and not be repetitive. I'm going to go get my Hollywood to English dictionary and look that up, but I think that sounds positive. Sure, Harvey Weinstein was the face of the Me Too movement and a total creep, but don't forget about Bugsy screenwriter James Toback, who apparently was equally as horrible. Toback, who was one of the first names mentioned in the Me Too movement, was just ordered to pay $1.7 billion to 40 victims who testified at his seven-day trial in New York. Maybe he and Harvey can be soulmates. Cellmates. When she's not running into a fellow skier on the slopes and being taken to court or creating products called Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow is the host of her own podcast, also called Goop. The Shakespeare in Love star was joined on the podcast by her husband since 2018, TV producer Brad Fulcher. Paltrow made a point of saying he will join her on her podcast to talk about step parenting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may see a little fog right away this morning, then we're headed into a pretty nice weekend. Partly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A few showers with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.